Hello and welcome to another edition of the Byron York Show, the No Chit Chat podcast. We like to get right into it, and today what we're going to get right into is Joe Biden's cursing. All right, it's been a few days since Joe Biden called Fox News reporter Peter Doocy a stupid son of a bitch. So you may be bored with it, but I think there's more to it that you should think about. But first of all, you got to start out and note that the world will not end because Biden said this about Peter Doocy. Doocy actually handled the situation very gracefully, moved on. So there's no reason to clutch your pearls or take to the fainting couch or anything like that. But what's been interesting in the last few days, and it took a few days to come out, is this little mini controversy has revealed some interesting things about the press, or at least some corners of the press. First of all, it created a certain tension in some press figures, given that many of them had roundly condemned President Trump for saying similar things. So they want to be consistent and criticize Biden, but they also want to stress that Trump was much, much worse. Much worse. And then some of them actually liked what Biden said. And now, this was kind of amazing, one influential publication, we'll talk about this, is arguing that Biden should actually do more of it, that a more profane and insulting demeanor could help the president bounce back from his slumping job approval ratings. Let's start with that one, actually. It's in Politico, big deal. And the subheading reads, "The president may lack eloquence, but his outburst at Peter Doocy shows how he could harness his natural voice." Now, the author of this is John Harris, the Politico founder, former Washington Post reporter, and he argues, well, actually, he kind of concedes, that Biden is maybe in over his head as president of the United States, which is a problem. In addition, Biden is incapable of making grand statements like Franklin Delano Roosevelt or John F. Kennedy or Ronald Reagan. He's just incapable of rising to the moment like those other presidents. And maybe he's incapable of being president at all. But one thing he can do is curse like a regular guy. And people might like that. So calling a reporter a stupid son of a bitch might actually be a good thing. So I'm going to quote a little bit here. "Biden's lapse of presidential decorum hints at a path toward restoring presidential vitality." This is John Harris writing. "The whole encounter, including Doocy's genial refusal to get all huffy about Biden's flash of huffiness, was in its own way quite winning. Cursing at Doocy," John Harris said, "was very relatable." Use that word, very relatable. And it can have political benefits. "Biden's lapse of presidential decorum hints at a path toward restoring presidential vitality. I am not calling you a stupid son of a bitch. I am restoring presidential vitality." Now, other commentators took different approaches. Slate asked, "Was Joe Biden right about Peter Doocy?" You kind of know what the answer is going to be. They ended up actually dodging the question to attack Fox News instead. And here is where I insert the disclosure that I am a Fox News contributor. Now, on ABC, the comedian Jimmy Kimmel had CNN's Jake Tapper on his program and tried to get Tapper to agree with Biden. Now, Tapper refused to go along. So Kimmel said, quote, "Here you are defending Peter Doocy, who, as far as I have been able to tell, is indeed a dumb son of a bitch." Okay, so that's the late night comedy view of this. Now, there was another tactic that some tried, which was just to move on, just to make like it just really wasn't a very big deal and just move on, not even notice it. Now, CNN's Brian Stelter, who often seems absolutely fixated on Fox News, retweeted a woman named Jen Chaney. You may not have heard of her. She's the TV critic at New York Magazine's Vulture site. It's a pop culture site. So Chaney tweeted, quote, "This will probably be the lead story on Fox News for the next 2 days, turning it into a thing, when it should really be a blip." Okay. By the way, it was not the lead story on Fox News for the next day. Next 2 days, it certainly wasn't. But by retweeting another critic who referred to the matter as a blip, Stelter's initial reaction signaled that it was just No big deal, and everybody should move on. On the other hand, by the way, Stelter ignored what Cheney had tweeted just a couple of minutes earlier when she wrote that Biden was, quote, not incorrect about Ducey. Now, at this point, when we've been talking about it this much, it is impossible to ignore the recent past. Former President Trump could be extraordinarily vulgar. He took a lot of pleasure in attacking the press. For example, on more than one occasion, Trump referred to NBC's Chuck Todd as a, quote, son of a bitch. Now, Brian Stelter, for one, was appalled. I'm going to read you a tweet from Stelter in March 2018. Calling a journalist a son of a bitch? It was wrong when Trump was just a candidate, and it's even worse now that he is the president. These jabs expose journalists to threats and intimidation. You remember there was much discussion on CNN and some other places about how Trump's rhetorical attacks on the press would lead to violence and to actual threats and intimidation. So Chuck Todd, who was the target of Trump's insult, worried about the implications of Trump's words. Shortly after Trump spoke, Todd had Steven Mnuchin, who at that time was the Treasury Secretary, as a guest on Meet the Press. So he asked this question. Many people, including myself, raise their kids to respect the office of the presidency and the president of the United States. When he uses vulgarity to talk about individuals, what are they supposed to tell their kids? So Mnuchin, classic guest maneuver, tries to change the subject to other issues. And Chuck Todd responds, so he's not, meaning Trump, so he's not immoral. Don't worry about his values. Don't worry about him as a role model. Okay, so you can see there's this idea that Trump has violated standards of being a moral role model for children. Politico actually published an article on the Todd matter headlined, quote, when the president of the United States calls you a son of a bitch. Now, fast forward to today. Okay, fast forward to today. Hypocrisy is an obvious question. Shouldn't a journalist who condemned Trump also condemn Biden? A few hours after he downplayed the Biden-Ducey moment, Brian Stelter actually retweeted that tweet from 2018 when he said it was wrong about Trump. Remember, he said it was wrong when Trump did it. It was wrong when he was a candidate. It's even worse that he's a president. These jabs expose journalists to threats and intimidation. So Stelter retweets that and says, this is from 2018. It's still true. Biden was wrong to call Ducey an SOB. The press is right to hold presidents to high standards. Biden doesn't berate the media like Trump, so the context for today is different, but it's still out of line. Okay, so Brian Stelter took a few hours, thought about it, changed his position a bit. Now, Jim Acosta of CNN, a White House correspondent who's now been doing an evening opinion show, and certainly was a major Trump antagonist. He was somewhat worried about this Ducey affair, but he's worried about reaction on the far right. Yes, he conceded that Biden's insult, quote, wasn't great, but the greater concern, the bigger concern is on the other side. So what he says is, quote, the far right in this country is still in an uproar after President Biden apologized for insulting a Fox News reporter with an expletive. Of course it wasn't great. It was wrong. But this is the same group of folks who came up with excuse after excuse for Trump. Okay, so now, with a little distance, we seem to have gone all the way around the bend, and Politico is looking at the possible political benefits of Joe Biden cursing more. Now, the headline of that article I talked about earlier by John Harris was, quote, effing right, how S-talk can save Biden's presidency. So, here we are. In the course of a few days, reaction to the Biden-Ducey matter has ranged from, one, it was no big deal, to two, it was wrong, to three, Trump was so much worse, to four, the real problem is the far right. 2-5, hey, this might help Biden. It's been a bizarre episode. It's taken a few days to play out. It's not the most important thing in the world, but it does tell us a little bit about politics in today's media world. So thanks very much for listening. That's the only topic today on the No Chit Chat podcast. Thanks very much for listening. Hope you'll join us again soon for another edition of the Byron York Show.
Glenn Youngkin appears poised to win the mask fight. The European Union does not have much unity over Ukraine. And the Biden border disaster keeps getting worse. I'm Greg Corumbus. Join Jim Garrity of National Review and me each weekday for the Three Martini Lunch podcast. We'll give you the good, bad, and crazy news of the day for conservatives, and hopefully a lot of laughs, too. Join us. Follow the Three Martini Lunch on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.